Good afternoon, I'm Vin Ebenew. CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies are scheduled to begin getting their shipment of the COVID-19 vaccine through the Federal Pharmacy Partnership today and tomorrow. To start, Governor Murphy says CVS will receive about 19,900 doses, Rite Aid about 7,500.
As these doses are being delivered through the Federal Pharmacy Partnership, they will not, and this is an important point, they will not dip into or otherwise impact our state allocation.
State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says more than 20 CVS sites and over 70 Rite Aid stores will begin vaccinating eligible residents over the next week. CVS is taking appointments through their website at cvs.com or by calling 800-746-7287. Appointments for Rite Aid will be made through the state's vaccine scheduling system. Governor Murphy remains in quarantine today after canceling in-person public events because a member of his family has tested positive for COVID-19. It's not clear which family member has COVID, but the governor received a COVID test Wednesday. It came back negative. While Murphy does not qualify as a close contact to the family member, he's voluntarily quarantining out of an abundance of caution. A national Monmouth University poll finds romantic relationships have become increasingly more important to people's happiness since the onset of the pandemic. Monmouth University psychology professor Gary Lewandowski says 7 out of 10 surveyed say their relationships are extremely satisfying. It's also important to realize that
68% of our sample said that their relationship has experienced no change in the last year as a result of the pandemic. And that's really high. I mean, that's 7 out of 10 people who are experiencing no change in what was probably one of the most challenging years of their entire life.
He says this poll shows our relationships are stronger than we think, despite when we're threatened by events beyond our control. Supporters of a bill expanding abortion rights and access say it's time for a hearing, if not a vote, on legislation proposed more than 4 months ago. Monmouth County Senator Vin Gopal says misinformation from the plan's opponents may have some lawmakers hesitant.
I think the message to those Democrats that may have questions about this bill because there's all this misinformation, or Democrats that want changes or things that they want to review, let's begin that conversation.
Groups that oppose abortion rights have demonstrated outside legislators' offices in Cranberry, Freehold, Maplewood, Northfield, and Teaneck and put up billboards on Routes 9, 17, and 29. If you're looking for a job, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are hiring for the upcoming season for a variety of roles. No matter which ones, though, you may be asked to work events outside of baseball games themselves, explains Blue Claws Director of Events and Operations, Kayla Riley.
All of these positions, ideally you would work both Blue Claws baseball as well as all of the non-baseball events.
Applications for Blue Claws jobs are being accepted through the end of the month, digitally only right now. And once you submit the forms, you'll schedule a virtual interview. We have all the application details on our app. In sports today, the Islanders host the Penguins at 7. At 10 o'clock, the Sixers visit the Trailblazers in Portland. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow off to another rough start. It dropped 29 and sits at 31,408 as of lunchtime. Weather today, a couple inches of snow this morning. Well, that's in the rearview mirror. Mostly cloudy through the afternoon, highs in the 30s. Tonight, cloudy skies, lows in the teens. I'm Vin Ebenew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.